In a meeting that started at breakfast and went on until after lunch, Penn State faculty, staff, and students gathered to hear about the university's plan to make Engage Scholarship an integral part of every Penn State student's experience. But what exactly is Engage Scholarship? In the booklet handed out to participants, it's defined as out-of-classroom academic experiences that complement classroom learning. But it seems part of the purpose of the event is to flesh out this definition even more.
Actually, I don't have any concept of engaged scholarship before I come here.
Ying Zhang is a junior majoring in economics. She's one of just a handful of students at the event. The majority of the attendees are faculty and staff.
It seems to me that it would permeate everything that we do in the classroom and outside.
Larkin Hood is a teaching and learning consultant for Schreyer Institute for Teaching Excellence. She says the concept of engaged scholarship makes sense, but she's at the event to find out how other people at Penn State interpret the concept.
Really, I came to listen and to just hear what's on the table for other people with other perspectives.
And the event featured many perspectives, from faculty, students, and experts. Penn State President Rodney Erickson made the opening remark.
Well, I have plenty of things to do out on my farm if any of you want to get involved in engaged scholarship out there.
Jokes aside, Erickson says he's an ardent supporter of engaged scholarship.
This is a very important, timely topic. It's one that I personally feel is going to be one of the defining topics in higher education over the next several years.
Erickson says he wants students to choose Penn State because of the hands-on opportunities it offers. But what does engaged scholarship look like in action? The faculty and student panels at the symposium highlighted many examples.
So our interns have been to Japan, Italy, England.
We've partnered with the local branch of the NAACP in Reading.
I was part of the Affordable Greenhouse Venture.
Some examples include experiential learning built into a class or lab setting. In others, it's part of student clubs or even volunteer opportunities unrelated to the university.
I volunteered with the Orangutan Tropical Peatland Project.
While the presenters clearly share a passion for engaged scholarship, it's evident Penn State is still early in the process of determining how to best approach the initiative. Hiram Fitzgerald from Michigan State University says metrics are key, while Penn State Professor Emeritus Pat Terenzini says the concept is a philosophy, not a program that can be managed. Christian Brady, the dean of the Schreyer Honors College, bridges the gap.
It has to be something that we can all come around, but not so amorphous or devoid of structure and rigor and so on that we can't then assess the value of it and present it to others.
At the end of the day, it's clear engaged scholarship is a priority at Penn State. Corrine Yarnell, a Penn State professor and a co-chair of the Council on Engaged Scholarship, wrapped things up with a send-off.
Our wish from this day is that you take the momentum. We have the potential. We just need to grab it.
Right now, Yarnell says about half of Penn State undergraduates take part in an engaged scholarship experience. Penn State's goal is to provide every undergraduate student at least one engaged scholarship experience by the year 2020. I'm Kate Lau-Schaffner, WPSU.